Boulder City Council came down on the side of those experiencing homelessness last night by voting to keep the city's severe weather shelter open for an extended period this winter. KGNU's Ros Brown has more on the unanimous vote.
Boulder will keep its severe weather shelter serving those who are homeless open until March 31st this year. The unanimous vote is a partial victory for homeless advocates who have long argued that Boulder's severe weather shelter does not maintain adequate hours of operation. Councilmember Aaron Brockett pushed for council to approve additional funds last year, but could not win support from fellow council members. He made his pitch a second time last night.
To keep severe weather shelter open nightly through the end of March this year, and then to incorporate in our planning for the next version of severe weather shelter next season, dates of November 15th to the end of March, subject to analysis on how it worked for the rest of this season and other ideas people have from a policy perspective to be determined later.
The severe weather shelter would also open during April and May should the temperature drop below 32 degrees. The facility is operated by The Bridge House, a local organization that provides homeless services and programs. CEO Isabel McDevitt told council the organization could handle the additional days of operation, but warned it cannot sustain every person experiencing homelessness in a sheltering model.
One of the things that we did see last year with severe weather shelter is that over 30% of people using severe weather shelter on a regular basis are some of our most chronic known folks who have been screened already. And so the night someone walks in for shelter, we should be talking about what's their exit. Shelter is not a solution unto itself.
Since adopting a housing first strategy, rather than focusing on emergency services for the homeless, Boulder has placed a couple hundred people into permanent housing. Mayor Sam Weaver suggested the city needs to find a balance between emergency services and permanent housing for the homeless.
We don't want people exposed to the threat of hypothermia and frostbite on our streets. And so that's the reason to do this. We have to be careful that it doesn't detract from the housing-focused shelter work, because we placed a record number of people from homelessness into housing this year. We should celebrate that. It's not enough, but it is taking the folks who are chronically homeless in Boulder and getting them into permanent shelter, and housing is the solution to homelessness. So whatever we do with making sure that people don't become harmed on our streets through this shelter program, we need to make sure that we keep focused on the people who are long-term homeless in Boulder.
A permanent fix to homelessness was discussed at length last weekend as part of City Council's annual retreat. Ideas include possible campgrounds and a parking area where people could stay in their vehicles overnight without being chased off by police. Those issues will be discussed further at an April study session. Councilman Adam Swetlik, who made solving homelessness a key point of his election campaign last year, said a holistic approach is needed to make sure all ideas are considered.
I just wanted to reassert that this is very much what we did tonight is just the floor of things that need doing, that this is a very broad and deep issue, and it's going to take a very, very comprehensive set of different things to address it in the way that it needs to be addressed.
The annual point in time count of those experiencing homelessness, both sheltered and unsheltered, is scheduled for next Monday, January 27th. During last year's count, more than 600 people were identified as homeless in Boulder County. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.
You can find all of our coverage on this issue around how the city of Boulder is dealing with homelessness. It's all online at news.kgnu.org, as is all of our coverage from Boulder City Council.